From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For high school football, it was as big as it gets. On Saturday, Texas crowned the new state Class 5A champions. Class 5A is so big it's split into two divisions. And in Division II, the Katy Tigers took on the Abilene Eagles. That's the matchup we picked to be the finale in our series, Friday Night Lives. We sent NPR's Mike Pesca to Katy and NPR's Tom Goldman to Abilene. And they met up in San Antonio for the championship game, and they put this story together.
You hear the train rumbling? It's the soundtrack to kickoff for the Katy Tigers, as provided by the over 200 members of the unit that goes by
the Roaring Band from Tigerland.
Bill Cook and 10,000 or so fellow Katy fans rolled into the San Antonio Alamo Dome on the Tiger train. This locomotive, ranked number 3 in the USA Today national poll, winner of the last two titles, in the biggest classification, in the toughest state to play football, had only one thing in its way.
The Abilene Eagles, ranked number 4 in that poll, undefeated, undersized, but fast and furious on defense and, oh boy, on offense. A speedy star running back, Herschel Sims, and his cousin, a speedy star quarterback, Ronnell Sims, who broke a 47-yard touchdown run on the second play of the game. Another run by Ronnell made it 14-0 just in the first quarter.
It's got to be said that the Eagles swooping down on a team early was no surprise, even a team as well-prepared as Katy. 2 days before the game, head coach Gary Joseph said his Tigers would be ready.
Have you talked to them specifically? Look, this is such a high-power offense. You might get behind by a couple scores early.
Well, you know, that's my job, is to make sure they can deal with it. And we have the fight in us to make sure that if something like that happens, that we don't, you know, panic, that we, you know, have enough composure about ourselves to step up our level of play.
Composure and even keel, commitment, these are buzzwords for every football team. But with Katy, they're real. The district's athletic director, Rusty Dowling, says Katy's attitude is a reflection of the town.
The Katy kids are a tremendously focused bunch of individuals, you know, and I would even say this. Katy High School reminds me of a throwback school. Old Katy has pretty much stayed intact.
What Dowling means can't be seen on a map or discerned from the sign on the highway outside of Houston that says, next 9 exits, Katy. But Katy proper, old Katy, as Dowling says, is different. It's a friendly town nucleus inside the sprawling exurb. The Katy Prayer Room shares a strip mall with the town barber, barbecue, and deer processing business. There's a small water tower etched on the sides of the words, State Champs, 59, 97, 00, 03, 07, and 08. But if the current Katy team, down 2 scores at the Alamo Dome on Saturday, wanted to put 09 up there, they had to regain that famous composure, even in the face of bad penalty calls.
The ball was 10 yards overthrown! 10 yards, ref! It was overthrown!
Senior Zach Swanson was outraged, but his emotions never teetered over into desperation.
And soon, Abilene's ground assault almost ground to a halt. The Katy defense toughened, and the offense started clicking.
Midway through the third quarter, Katy kicked a field goal to pull within 4 points, 14-10. Coach Joseph's words about not panicking were coming true. The momentum had swung.
But Abilene started running well again, and with about 10 minutes left in the game, the Eagles had a first down just 9 yards from the Katy end zone. A score would give the Eagles a significant lead down the stretch. If Katy's defense held, it could turn around the game. At that moment, it was hard not to think of a half century of history that bubbled up in Abilene the week before the game.
Hey, I want to ask one thing. Who are you?
Eagles!
Who are you?
Eagles!
Okay, we have a number of guys here representing the 1956 state champion Abilene High School Eagles.
Wally Bullington is pushing 80 years old, but at a pep rally in Abilene the night before the championship game, he still sounded as if he could lead the Eagles onto the field, like he did as an assistant coach on that 1956 team, the last Eagles team to win the state title. Current coach Steve Warren has been getting Abilene closer over the past 10 years. Part of the reason? Teaching, winning, everywhere.
If I had a football player that won a band contest, we made a big deal out of. If I had a football player who had an animal in ag that won at a stock show, we made a big deal out of it. We wanted to make them understand that success breeds success no matter what it is.
Winning high school football championships traditionally was a fact of life in Abilene's region of the state, West Texas, chock full of small to mid-range towns where Texas football madness always was a little matter. But West Texas high school teams haven't won the state's highest classification in recent years. So, as Abilene prepared for Katy, the list of who the players were playing for grew. For the memory of 1956, for West Texas, for all of Abilene.
We are your loyal fans. We are your moms. We're your dads. We're your nanas. We're your granddads. I love some of these. We are your aunties, your uncles.
At the team's last practice before the title game, Coach Warren read a letter written anonymously, kind of an ode to the players from the loving locals in Abilene.
Yeah, Tom, but did you see what those loving nanas were saying on the internet message boards? Because Katy saw it. One phrase that wound up on Katy's bulletin boards called the Tiger offense big, fat, and slow. We will destroy those useless slobs.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, football's an emotional game. Listen to what Abilene coach Warren said, choking back tears even, after he read the town's letter to his team.
To you seniors, can't say enough about you. What you sacrificed to be where you are, to where you've put the bar and everything you've done. When I end up breaking you out in a minute, you young guys, you find a senior and you hug him and you tell him how proud you are to be his teammate. Because it's special.
Good job.
And sure enough, Mike, a big old group hug followed.
And did you get a hug, Tom?
No, I was working.
Of course, Katy also got an earful of inspiration during the week of preparation. Who knows if any of it made any difference once helmets started cracking inside the Alamo Dome in the fourth quarter of the championship game.
And remember where we left the Eagles, deep inside Katy territory, clinging to a four-point lead? Chuck Statler on Abilene station KZQQ made the call.
Ronnell takes a snap. Ronnell steps inside the 10, the 5, into the end zone for another Abilene Eagle touchdown.
And after that, another Abilene Eagle touchdown. Katy didn't give up, but really, the game was over.
And Abilene was the state champion. Senior defensive back Eric Gemberling was one elated Eagle.
Yeah, they were everything we expected and more, but we push until our heart gives out, and then we give it one last push, and that's how the Eagles do it.
At the same time, outside his team's deflated locker room, Katy senior defensive back Sam Hull reflected on the last of his three trips to the finals.
It was a great career. Couldn't ask for anything better except for another state championship.
Hull spoke of the end of his football career, but Katy's future is promising. In fact, their JV sophomore and freshman teams were all undefeated this year.
Yeah, but there's plenty of competition out there, Mike. Take Abilene. The cousins who combined for well over 300 yards in the championship game, Herschel and Ronnell Sims, are only juniors. But right now, the Eagles are enjoying that group hug.
Quite a few embraces were spied inside the Katy locker room, too, as players buried their heads in their teammates' shoulder pads. That's perhaps one underrated aspect of high school football. Win or lose, play it the right way. It often ends in a hug. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
And Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Antonio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.